You're listening to SBS News.
It's dinner time for one sulfur-crested cockatoo. It would usually be challenged by its food being left in a closed bin. But for this cockatoo, a closed bin is not an issue he cannot overcome. It grabs the lid and deftly flips it over, leaving the path clear to forage for its next meal. Scientists from the Max Planck Institute of Animal Behavior are fascinated by this and are studying it as a phenomenon. Their research is set to be published in the journal Science on Friday. Dr. Lucy Applin, a senior author of the report, says this behavior is an innovation of sorts.
The behavior that we studied in the urban population of sulfur-crested cockatoos was what we call the bin-opening innovation. It's basically when birds, cockatoos, land on household bins, the same as you see them around the world, and lift them, shuffle along, and then flip them over before searching in the bin for usually bread is what they're after. It matters because it's a pretty unique and interesting example of a technical innovation on the part of an urban living species in response to a new opportunity that we've provided them that has arisen and spread through the population.
The scientists used citizen science to map this behavior. They sent out surveys asking residents to report if and when they had seen cockatoos looting their bins in this way. The data showed that before 2018, bin foraging was reported in only one of three Sydney suburbs. But by 2019, however, it had spread to 44 locations. Simply put, the birds appear to be teaching each other. Some have even slightly changed the method, with the varying techniques indicating several different cockatoo cultures within Sydney.
This is actually a really complex and physically difficult behavior for the birds. It involves 4 to 5 steps that the bird just has to go through to open the bin. And we also have observed in an area where we've intensively studied them that a lot of the birds are actually at intermediate stages. They're still in the process of learning this behavior. And so that suggests to us that it takes repeated observations, maybe over months, for a bird to fully acquire this.
The research indicates that the birds have adapted and indeed are flourishing amid Sydney's increased urbanization. That's important because if scientists can work out why some species can adjust well to the presence of humans, they might be able to help those that struggle. Cockatoos are very sociable birds, the study also revealing some of the inner workings of cockatoo community networks.
What we think is happening is that they're observing other birds opening bins and then learning it through repeated observations from their social foraging associates. We don't have any evidence that it's going from parent to offspring. It seems to be what we call horizontal transmission across the same generation.
Analyzing the footage, the researchers realized that the majority of birds opening bins, 84%, were males, which tend to be larger than the females. The birds who've mastered the trick also tended to be dominant in social hierarchies and to have a lot of social connections, as shown by their behavior in the park and elsewhere.
We do have evidence, however, that birds that are more socially central in the cockatoo social network acquire their behavior faster than birds which are more peripheral, which gives us some good evidence that social connections matter.
Ms. Applin thinks that if residents find a way to stop cockatoos opening their bins, the birds will be absolutely fine. They're so intelligent and adaptable, she's confident the cockatoos will find another way to survive if garbage looting is taken off the menu. Meanwhile, on Facebook, a cockatoo is going viral for mimicking the family dog. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.